ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text 11 and 12. 11 has no purport. Deliverance of the Yamala Arjun trees. I'll read 11. Deha kim anadatu swam nishetur matureva matu pitur babalina kretur agne suno piva. While alive, does this body belong to its employer, to the self, to the father, the mother, or the mother's father? Does it belong to the person who takes it away by force, to the slave master who purchases it, or to the sons who burn it in the fire? Or if the body is not burned, does it belong to the dogs that eat it? Among many possible claimants, who is the rightful claimant? Not to ascertain this, but instead to maintain the body by sinful activities is not good. Text 12. Evam sadaranam deham avyakta prabhavapyam yayam kovidvam atmasatkritva antijantum rite sataha evam sadaranam deham avyakta prabhavapyam kovidvam atmasatkritva antijanturite sataha evam sadaranam deham avyakta prabhavapyayam kovidvam atmasatkritva hantijantum drite sataha. Evam sadaranam deham avyakta prabhavapyayam kovidvam atmasatkritva hanti jantam vite sataha evam sadranam deham avyakta prabhavapyayam kovidvan atmasatkritva hanti jantum rite sataha. Avyakta bhavavapyayam kovidvan atmasatkritva hanti jantum rite sataha. Matajis evam sadaranam deham avyakta prabhavapyayam
evam sadaranam deham
Tantu mrite sataha. Sat Kripa Anti Janto Rite Sataha Evam. In this way, Sadaranam, common property, Deham, the body of Yakta, from unmanifested nature, Prabhava. Manifested in that way. Apyayam. And again, merged with the unmanifested. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Ka. Who is that person? Bidmam. One who is actually in knowledge. Atmasat Kritva. Claiming as his own. Hunti. Kills. Jantun. Poor animals. Rite. Except. Asata. Rascals who have no knowledge. No clear understanding. Translation. This body, after all, is produced by the unmanifested nature and again annihilated and merged in the natural elements. Therefore, it is the common property of everyone. Under the circumstances, who but a rascal claims this property as his own? And while maintaining it, commits such sinful activities as killing animals just to satisfy his whims. Unless one is a rascal, one cannot commit such sinful activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Atheists do not believe in the existence of the soul. Nonetheless, unless one is very cruel, why should one kill animals unnecessarily? The body is a manifestation of a combination of matter. In the beginning it was nothing, but by a combination of matter it has come into existence. Then again, when the combination is dismantled, the body will no longer exist. In the beginning it was nothing, and in the end it will be nothing. Why then should one commit sinful activities when it is manifested? It is not possible for anyone to do this unless he is rascal number one. Evam sadhranam deham avyakta pravapyayam kovidvam atmasatkritva hanti jantur rite sataha. This body, after all, is produced by the unmanifested nature and again annihilated and merged into the natural elements. Therefore, it is the common property of everyone. Under the circumstances, who but a rascal claims his property as his own and while maintaining it commits unsinful activities as killing animals just to satisfy his whims? Unless one is a rascal, one cannot commit such sinful activities. Om Jnana Atmirandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the actual situation of persons in the material world is given. A few verses ago, Prabhupada pointed out Na te vidu swarga gitim hi Vishnu durashaya yeva hi artamanina antanya tandair upaniyamanas te pisa tantriyam urudamni badha. Na te vidu swarga giti hi Vishnu. People don't understand that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, is Krishna. People don't understand what is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, durashaya, they take false shelter. As Prabhupada describes here, they're rascal number one. As they say in my country, numero uno. Or Ichiban. They are first class rascals. It's not that everybody's really nice and we have to help all these nice people. No, they're rascal number one. If you don't recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada says, you're rascal number one. Even if you don't understand that you're not the owner of this body, everyone is thinking, Janmaiswarya Shruta Shri Hedamana Manakpuman, Queen Kunti says in her prayers. Everyone is thinking, I have such a nice birth, was born in aristocratic family, Brahminical family, Janma Aishwarya, Aishwarya, I have riches, Shruta, I'm very learned, I went to the finest of schools, University of the East Coast, what do they call, Ivy League schools. I went to Princeton. I didn't go to Princeton. I went to Princeton, Yale. I'm highly educated. Harvard. Janmaisvarya Shruta Shri. And I'm very beautiful. One time when devotee came up to me at the airport, we were distributing books together. He's a very nice devotee. He's a very good book distributor. And I was young man, eager. He was young man, eager. We were in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said to me, he said that it's so difficult for him out here. I said, oh, how come? What's the problem? He said, well, I've got a problem that you don't have to deal with. I said, oh, I'm sorry, what problem is that? And he said, this, I'm so good looking. Unlike you, ugly looking guy, you know, who does? I was thinking, am I that bad? I guess, maybe I am. He was a little bewildered at the time, thinking that his face was stopping him from distributing books because he was too good looking and all the Matajis were coming up to him or were interested in his good looking face. Janmaisvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Mada. This is our intoxication. We're thinking, I'm so good looking, I'm so wealthy, I'm so learned. My parents, my family is so special. I come from a very, very aristocratic suburban family. Actually, my family were involved in the meat industry. My father was an engineer. And he quit that industry. But all of his brothers and his parents were deeply involved in the meat industry means rascal number one. You're not high parentage. You're as bewildered and as low as they come. But everyone's thinking, not Devidu, Swagagatim, He Vishnu, Durashaya. They're taking false shelter of all of these things. My parentage, my birth, my good looks, my so-called, and your good looks don't last that long. I'm sure that Sankirtan devotee who's now approaching 70 isn't as sparkling. Of course he's a devotee. But as people grow older, their youthfulness and their spark of beauty tends to fade. I think that we've seen, practically speaking, in this material world, everyone. Beautiful woman, beautiful, beautiful, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 80 years old. Somebody told me, you had a girlfriend in high school, why don't you call her? I was like, she's a grandma someplace. She's somebody's grandma, and she's, you know, approaching, you know, she's probably in an old folks home. They probably put her in an old age convalescent home. The only reason we're not in convalescent homes is because we're here in the transcendental convalescent home, Krishna consciousness, the Krishna temple. Beautiful thing is you go 70, 80, 90. What happened? It's in the building across the street. They're giving him some drugs. He's still alive. Devotees are taking care of the devotee because they've dedicated their life to the Sankirtan mission. But those that haven't, those that are eating meat, the killers of the soul, they're pointed out in this Upanishad as the killers of the soul. What's the word in Sanskrit? I think it's something hatya. The killers of the soul go to the darkest regions of the hellish planets. So this is atmaha. Atmahatya. Atmaha. The killers of the soul. So this is the material world. Not that it's a nice place and we can make a nice little arrangement for our happiness. Temporarily, you may find some illusion that makes you think I'm very happy. People sometimes, they say, well, I'm happy. Why should I chant? Why should I take up spiritual life? I'm happy as I am. That is their temporary attachment to this material world. And it's illusion. Edamana Madakpuman. Queen Kunti, great sadvi, great saintly person, says that it's total illusion. It's intoxication. We become intoxicated thinking, I'm my body, this is mine, this is my bank account, these are my offspring. Thinking all of this is mine, it's intoxicating. And one can't understand who one really is. Aham Brahmasmi, Jiva Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, that we're eternally servants of Krishna. Sometimes something very calamitous happens in one's life, and then they see, my life is meant for more than sense gratification, than eating meat, than making others suffer. But it's very rare without the opportunity of meeting a Krishna conscious person, of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. It's very difficult because everyone's encouraging each other. You are your body. And when your body goes, we'll put it in a nice place so that you could go in your body to heaven. The body actually goes in the ground and is eaten by worms sometimes they have to dig up a grave for forensic purposes, for some kind of murder case or something. Body is deteriorated. Body is eaten by worms, turned into dust. Prabhupada says, dust thou art, dust thou becomest. But we're so proud of this particular combination of dust in the interim stage. Before it becomes dust again, which is not that far off. For us, we'll become ashes for the most part. Some of you will become, get a samadhi. You'll become gurus. Me, I'll be ashes, trust me, at best. Dust thou art, ashes thou becomest. Maybe even become a sheikh, as we discussed previously. Dust thou art, a sheikh thou becomest. When they start, what do you call, grinding up the parts of the body. But we're very proud. This body is special. I have a few special things. Then when those things start to go, when they have to be removed or the body is finished, we're lamenting so much because we're identifying, aham amiti, I am my body. Persons in this material world are identifying, I am my body, and that's it. And therefore, to kill the animals for the pleasure of my body, no big deal. What's the big deal? I don't even know how they get that philosophy, but somehow or other, they come to that conclusion, and therefore kill all kinds of innocent animals for their sustenance. You could live on fruits and vegetables and tofu and curd. No problem. We are the proof. I think they've even started a Weight Watchers program for the devotees. We're more than proof. You can eat on festival days, you can gain 6 pounds. You eat the feast, and the maha comes out at noon. My son came home for Nityananda Trayodasi at noon. He had a bowl with sweets. He might as well just brought home sugar, except it was all offered to Lord Krishna. It was sweet on sweet on sweet, sweet cake, sweet burfi, sweet rice, sweet. I said, what are you going to do with this? He said, oh, I give it away to... He didn't give it away to anybody. And even when he was a youngster, he played football and was the fullback for Hamilton High School. And when the coach would ask, how is it possible that this kid is a vegetarian? He's a terror. People on our team are afraid of him. I said, well, he eats a lot of chickpeas. He said, can we get some of those? What's a chickpea? I said, garbanzo beans. I said, there's things you can eat. You don't have to eat meat. You can be very strong. They had an article for the United States, the main weightlifter. He won some big medal at the Olympics, I believe. I don't know what weight group he was. Someone gave me the article. And he's vegetarian. I think he was vegan. And he's the champion weightlifter. He can lift more than any meat eater. Stronger than any meathead. Recently, they had to give me a transfusion of blood. So I asked the doctor to come in, and I said, can you please make sure it's vegetarian blood? He said, you mean the one with the V on the bag? I said, yeah, that's it. He said, we don't have one with a V on the bag. Unfortunately, anything we do, especially a circumstance like that, I felt bad. Whose blood I got, I have no idea. I was ready to call up devotees. Can you all give, a cup or two? Just so I can get some prasadam blood. But they have a special bank. I don't know exactly how it works. And this is the fate of the materialistic persons. Eating meat, killing innocent animals, and going to the hellish planets. Creamy Bojana, Sukra Mukha, Kumbi Paka. So many hellish planets are described in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. And I know when I read fifth canto, it sounded so familiar to me. The chapter called Hellish Planets, it was like, oh yeah, I've been to that one. As soon as I read it, it was like reminding me of home, the Hellish Planets. So we should make arrangement not to go back to hellish planets at the end of this lifetime. But we should go to Vaikuntha, to the place where there is no birth and death, to the place where people aren't attached to the bodily concept of life, but they're attached to serving Lord Krishna, to chanting his name, no matter what. In any condition of life, one can chant, even one's sick, even one has low energy, you can chant. And all of a sudden, your energy comes back. As soon as you stop chanting, you're out of energy again. But when you chant, the energy is flowing because it's Krishna. So we should prepare ourselves to go to this place and somehow or other take as many people with us, influence as many people as possible. They had a commercial, and some famous movie star was saying, what do you want to be remembered for? Save the water of the planet. Be remembered for that. And I thought, well, that's nice. Save the water. Of course, ultimately, you can't save the water. So many catastrophes. We can try to make things more natural, obviously. Save the planet. But we should be remembered for being a devotee of Krishna, for being a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for utilizing our life to engage in the Sankirtan mission. That is the best thing to be remembered for. Prabhupada says so. And one who acts in that way will be remembered very transcendentally. Not that we're remembered for some movie or some sports event or some calamity, but one is remembered for being devotee of Krishna, for dedicating one's life to the service of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Is there stuff where you're going?